My brothers and sisters, as human beings, we always kind of struggle with our passion, our wants, our desires, and sometimes what we think we want or would be beneficial for us contradict the will of God for our good here on earth as well, our eternal good. I'll give you an example. It's a very small example, but I think we can all relate to this somehow. First, as an Asian person, I like to purchase or like to look at small electronic or technological gadgets, you know. Many of the times I don't need them because I can live with what I have, you know. But they're nice to watch, or they kind of appeal to the eyes, right? And that's why whenever I see them, I always kind of not purchase right away. I don't do impulsive purchase. But I step back and said, Lord, if you think I need it, give me a sign. And if you think that I don't need it, somehow make it impossible or make it not possible for me to purchase it. And many of the times, the things that I don't need or the things that aren't good for me, the Lord somehow closes those doors or, for example, make the items not available or this and that, that tell my conscience that I really don't need it. And I struggle back and forth, always thinking that, oh no, perhaps this and that. And sometimes I go out my way trying to justify the reason why I should need this or that. But at the end, if we really listen to what he is trying to tells us, that that the things of this world will come and go, and what is important is that we seek righteousness and his will. That's why St. James today in the second reading said, you ask but do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passion. Which leads me toward the second point that St. James made in his reading today. Jealousy and selfish ambition exists. And wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there is disorder and every foul practice. My brothers and sisters, I see this in the church. I see this in the government. I see this in our daily life. Sometimes people stand behind their own self-righteousness instead of the righteousness of God. And they say the right thing, quote-unquote, the right thing, or the correct words, or they can recite all the commandments and the teachings of the church. But when their jealousy and selfish ambition or anything that is to justify oneself exists, no matter how good those things might sound, it will always lead to division, to disorder, and every foul practice. And that's why we have to really be honest that who are we following? Who are we seeking? Which good are we putting first? Our eternal good in conforming our will to his love, or are we seeking our own good? That's why St. James said today, wisdom above all is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconsistency and insincerity. So let us ask ourselves, is our desire pure? And if we don't get our way, or when life gets challenging, are we be able to be peaceable? In all things that we do, are we able to be gentle and kind and real and humble? Are we full of mercy and able to bear good fruits with time, with patience, so that we're complying with God's will? Are we constantly being faithful to integrity, to what's true, what's right? And are we sincere? My brothers and sisters, be consistent, be constant in seeking the Lord's will, and be very sincere. No matter what's going on, no one can rob us of our peace. And in everything that we deal with, the matters of this world, even when it gets challenging, even when we disagree with each other, we have to be gentle, full of mercy, and allow ourselves to bear good fruits from the Lord. Or else jealousy, selfish ambitions, divisions, self-righteousness will come in and destroy us. My brothers and sisters, St. James, wow, this reading today tells us so clearly that oftentimes we kill other people with the envy that we have with them deep within our heart. And we fight and we wage war and we divide the body of Christ instead of truly loving Him. That's why in the gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters, it's so hard for His own disciples to truly understand that Jesus is never about power. He doesn't care about human earthly power. He doesn't care about all this social and wealth and prestige. He came to set us free from the slavery to this world and slavery to sin. That's why he wanted disciples to let go of everything in order to follow Him. And His own disciples were arguing about who is first? Who is the most powerful? Who is the greatest? That is not Christianity. Let me tell you this as a priest. Anyone who think of the priesthood, anyone who think of ministry in the church for power, for self-justification, had looked at it wrong. The priesthood, the vocation that God had given to each and every one of us, is not about power. It's not about self-justification. It's about service. If we get that wrong, then everything is wrong. If we get that wrong, then we have made the church our own little stage. And we have made the church into something that justifies our ends. The church become a mean to justify our ends, which is to glorify ourselves. That's why Jesus took a child and put it in our midst. A child depend on the one who hold it with care, with love. And that's why He's told each and every one of us, whoever received this child in all simplicity, in all purity of heart, receives me. And whoever receives me, receives not me, but the one who sent me. My brothers and sisters, the reading today are hard to accept because it challenges us. Because Jesus is never like what we think He should be. Because He's full of humility, full of love, and does not have to justify Himself. His words are true, and He was willing to let His words be and live in, even if it's mean to lay down His life in death for us. My brothers and sisters, how should we follow the Lord? Are we creating wars and conflicts among ourselves? Are we worried about having our own voices heard and making sure that we're this and that, that we're special, that somehow we are entitled to this and that? Are we full of jealousy and selfish ambitions and trying to sow disorder, even with self-righteousness, even with right words? Or are we trying to seek the wisdom of God in conforming our lives to His will, seeking things that are pure, then living it out with peace, with gentleness, compliance, consistent with God's will, sincere in everything, so that we can be full of mercy and bear good fruits. My brothers and sisters, heed to the words of God today and allow Him to teach us what it means to lay down our lives, to die to our will, so that we can live fully in Him. May Jesus Christ be praised now and forever.